This is the Composer's Datebook for April 20th. I'm John Burge. On today's date in 1862, an 18-year-old Russian named Nikolai Andreevich Rimsky-Korsakov graduated as midshipman from the Russian Naval Academy and prepared for a 2-year training cruise around the world. Nikolai's uncle was an admiral and a close friend of the Tsar. And in his autobiography, Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov admits he, too, at first thought it might be a good idea. He loved reading travel books, after all. But then Rimsky-Korsakov was seduced by music. He'd made the acquaintance of the eminent Russian composers of his day, lost interest in the naval career, and dreamed of composing music himself. The young midshipman's tour of duty did enable him to hear a lot of music and to sample opera performances in London and New York. But what made the biggest impression on the budding composer was the sky below the equator. "Wonderful days and nights," he wrote. "The marvelous dark azure of the day would be replaced by a fantastic phosphorescent night. The tropical night sky over the ocean is the most amazing thing in the world." It's perhaps not too fanciful to believe that such impressions helped Rimsky-Korsakov develop into one of the most inventive and masterful painters of symphonic colors and instrumental effects. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.